Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Messon, and today is Friday, baby. Listen, honey, I got something so hot, the clouds is sizzling. Do you hear me what I say? Listen, the thunder and the lightning have really, listen, the thunder is on one side and the lightning is on the other side because I got some music that is sizzling in the clouds. I am telling you, it is scrambled eggs in the clouds. I am telling you, this stuff is really hot. Listen, let me tell you something. I am broadcasting live from the Windy City, honey. Yes. Listen, it is cloudy out today, about 36 degrees. Yes, indeed. It is December 30th, 2022, 10 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, 11 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the 8 p.m. to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Come on, my party! Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumboRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum. Gumbo Gold, which is natural vanilla, and Gumbo Coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gump, baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, I got some bad music for you all today by independent artist Love Boy. Love More. Love More. He got the right name, baby. Love More, because once you hear his music, you're going to be loving some more of Love More. Baby. Pow! Come on up in here. Listen, before I get down into the music, I want you guys to do me a favor. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer. Work. Come on, baby. Come on. Hey. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Yes, my darling, your music is being heard all over the world. Listen, y'all, it is Love More is on air. You guys all had him on before, and he is back. I am telling you, he is the man. Love More is a Georgia singer, songwriter, producer. Love More is on a journey of reinvention. Formerly known professionally as D. Sullivan, he is on a different mission to develop, deliver a different sound, and share a new message. With 2023 in focus, Love More is ready to cause a shift. When y'all hear the music, y'all gonna be shifting with Love More. Do you hear me up in here? Listen, he gets things rolling with the release of the single, Nighttime. Yeah, baby. The single produced by Yogi Beats First. Love more in a group, as he talks about not being, believing in being alone in love. You come on up in here, boy. Believing not being alone in love. He believes in sharing his dreams, passion, ambitions, and love with someone else, someone else. Y'all come on. Y'all better talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me in the chat room. Y'all talk to me. Y'all get to typing and talk to me. So listen, he believes in sharing everything with someone else, but it's pointless if the love is not reciprocated. You better talk love more before nighttime. However, he looks forward to getting the love he has shared. Love More delivers on his upbeat track, showcasing some of his songwriting, harmony, and vocal work that has been placed his name in various roles. Love More looks forward to the support for Nighttime as he looks to launch a campaign in support of the singer, which will include promotional tours, performances, social media promotion, and original content that is currently in the final stages of production. Love More is also working on follow-up tracks that will be released in 2023, baby. Listen. It's dropping on tomorrow. It's going live on Spotify on tomorrow. Love More got something really hot. And I'm just so glad to have it and share it with y'all. It's called Lost Calls, L-O-S-T. Cause, lost cause. And let me tell you something before I get into the music. I love what he says in his bio. You know, when you want love, you want to be able to share that with somebody. You know, what is the point? What is the point of going through life willy-nilly, you know, without a special love person? Now, let me tell you something. It's funny that he says that because I am telling you, just not too long ago, a couple of hours ago, I had a conversation with a family member, and she says to me, well, you know, it's something that's missing in your life, girl. Something's missing in your life. And I said, what's going on? And she says, I said, what's missing? And she says, well, you know, you need somebody hanging on your arm. I'm like, and I start to laugh. I'm like, you got to be kidding. I says, oh, Lord. You know. So listen, guys, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to get into the music. Never be too busy for love. Never be too busy that you don't have time to make time for love. Now, that's really something. So Love More is going to talk to us about lost cause. He's going to sing about lost cause, and it is hot. It is hot. So Love More is on the right track. He's right on time. And guess what? He's hitting it with a bullseye. I mean, he is hitting it. Johnny on the spot. He's causing a shift in the music arena. Yeah. So come on. Lost cause. Come on.
I think I got one.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. I want to make one my mama could listen to.
I like to introduce myself.
She always asks.
When you gonna make me a CD?
Jumped off the front porch and got on the run. My mission in mind to be the best thing. I'm thankful to God for many blessings. Started out when I was young, knowing I would be someone. Being guided by what I love to do. This music changed my life for more than one way. Gotta be thankful for my blessings. When I was down, you missed me, my best friend. And because of you, I think I know the meaning of love. I never walk alone, you've been there all along. Footsteps in the sand, you would carry me along.
Yeah. Faith is a mighty mountain mover. All my childhood years was spent praying for peace. And then I ventured on my own and lost my power to speak. Temporary, yeah, I know it's scary, yeah. And when you journey in the unknown and do it alone, look to your left and to your right. When you fail to see the light, it's in your heart, love is bright. Let it guide and be your sight. Side to fall, but just don't wallow in pity. Get on your feet and dust it off. I know that fighting ain't pretty, but when you swing for that fence with a little bit of faith, something rings in your sense. You get a little bitty taste of what it takes. Sweat and tears, the fluid that reveals. Take a muscle breaking down and start the process to heal. Time reveals what it is, you gon' be alright. Keep your faith in the Most High. All praise to the Most High.
Most High.
Thankful that I got you in my life.
I just do not know what I would be without you.
I would be alone. You know I'm 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 alone. You know I'
is to believe in things that you cannot see. And sometimes when you can't see no way, that's when you really got to have faith, because that's what it is. If you could see it, you wouldn't have to have faith. If you knew you were going to be rich in 4 years, you would act totally different. Because you know in 4 years I'm going to be rich. So all you got to do, then you wouldn't need faith. All you need is patience. But God don't reveal to you when he going to give it to you. Because that would destroy the relationship of faith. He just requires that you have the faith. He going to give it to you. If you write it down, he going to give it to you. He going to give it to you. He going to give it to you. He going to give it to you.
Wow. Did y'all hear that? Did you hear that? Listen. I'm like, wow, blown away. Did y'all hear what he said about faith? I felt like I was eating some banana pudding. Yeah, I really did. I felt like I was eating banana pudding or some yogurt, you know, with some ice cream on top or some chocolate syrup. Listen, and what I'm trying to tell you is this. He's talking about faith. Y'all know what? It's a funny thing about faith, and he's absolutely right. If you knew God was going to bless you with certain things, you'd be sitting around waiting. That's just patience. That's not faith. And what does the Bible say? The Bible says faith without works is dead, honey. So listen, so that tells me that God requires that we have faith, and we got to have some work with it. So listen, he's right. He's absolutely right. God didn't say I require that you have patience. My God, even, you know, let me say this. Oh, God, let me go on another level. Even when you have different gifts and talents and when you have the foresight and the wisdom to know what God is going to bless you with, it still does not mean that you sit there and just wait. It still requires that you do the work. Listen, let me tell you something. If God says to one person, and I'm saying in general, if God said to one person, listen, I don't know if you believe in prophecy or things like that, but I do. I believe in prophecy. And listen, I believe in the working of the gifts of the Spirit. I believe in the gift of knowledge. I believe in the gift of wisdom. I believe in the gift of faith. I believe in the gift of healing. Why? Because I understand how they work, and they can all work together. And sometimes a person has one gift. Some people have two gifts. Some people have three gifts. And then they have some people that do have a lot of different gifts working all together and confuse people, and they don't understand. So let me tell you this. It's just like this. If God prophesied to one person that you're going to one day be a multimillionaire, that doesn't mean that you're going to just sit there and wait for God to say, just bring down and make you a multimillionaire. It doesn't work like that. I always use myself as transparent. Okay, I'm going to be very transparent. One day, and I'm saying this because of the song Lost Cause and what Love Moore said about faith. Listen, let me tell you something. Oh, God, you know, I'm going to give a story about myself, okay? I was in church one time. I went to this meeting, and I will never, ever forget. My mom and I was together. We always traveled together when we went to different services. And this lady that was up preaching, she turned around, and she told me, get up. She told me to get up. I'm like, oh, okay, get up. She tells me to get up and come up to the front. I come up to the front, and she tells me, hold on to my skirt. I'm like, is this lady crazy? Stay with the story, people. The lady tells me to hold on to her skirt, and the lady started walking toward the front. She says, hold on to my skirt. So I'm holding on to my skirt. I'm not knowing what's going on. She just told me to do this. And so I did it. And she says, okay, you can let go now. And she says, you know what? The way that you are holding on to your skirt is the way God is going to bless you to be taking it to the bank. And she says to me, young lady, God is going to bless you so you're just going to be taking it to the bank, back and forth. And I'm like, this lady said this years ago. Do you hear me up in here? But that does not mean that I sit on my rooty-tooty butt and do nothing. Prophecy does not come to pass just by you sitting around waiting for it to fall on you. It doesn't work like that. Just like he says, faith. You got to have faith in works, honey. You got to do something. So listen, the prophecy will never come to pass unless you put the work. Now listen, if God spoke a word over your life, it doesn't, listen, it has to have work with it. It doesn't mean it's just going to be flying in your life, right? And sometimes people don't understand, why is not the word of God coming to pass in my life? It's because you're not putting the faith to it. Some people think that they have a misunderstanding, thinking that the prophecy is just going to come to pass and you're just going to go about your daily business every day. Well, listen, it doesn't work like that. You got to do something. You got to study. Listen, what if God said that you're going to be a doctor? You're going to be a doctor. Well, you still got to go to school and get the degrees. You still got to go to medical school, right? And then you become a doctor, right? The same thing goes for if God is going to make you a millionaire. You got to do something. You got to put in the work. You got to have the faith to believe that it's going to happen. happen. And then you do the work, and guess what? The prophecy comes to pass. Listen, it's the same thing if you're single and you're waiting for someone, God to bless you with a husband, God to bless you with a wife. That doesn't mean he's just going to bring it out the sky and God's going to bless you with somebody. Guess what? A lot of times it's somebody that you already know, and you just will open up your eyes and believe God and accept it. Now, listen, I got to move on with the move on. Listen, love more. Let me tell you something, honey. You are a triple threat, my new word for 2023. Somebody said this to me, and I'm telling you, it has really latched on into my spirit. You are a triple threat, honey. Love more, you are a triple threat. This song is something else to behold. Lost Cause. I'm loving it. Listen, guys, it drops on tomorrow. It drops on tomorrow, and it goes live on Spotify on tomorrow. Guess what? I'm going to be sending that link out, babies. And listen, I got my king, too. My king. Listen. Musical salute to the king. He is a little man, but he is a giant king. Prince Mark Jacob. Listen, he got some hot stuff up in here. Stay in school. I love him. I love him. Guess what? He's coming to Chicago. I don't know when, but he is coming here. He has an event that he's going to be performing, and I want to go see him because I'm in the window city, and I'm going to make arrangements to go see Prince Mark Jacob. Listen, y'all, stay in school. Y'all check it out. Come on, baby.
You want to be cool, just stay in school. Be like me and stay just free. If you want to be cool, just stay in school. Be like me and stay just free. If you want to be cool, just stay in school.
All right, that's a wrap. You know what he says, you know what Prince Mark says. Some people work hard and some people don't even try. Listen, you know, it goes what Lovemore just says. You know, if you can be the smartest person in the world, but if you don't even try to do something with it, you ain't going nowhere, baby. So listen, you know, you can be smart, you can know different things, you can have different talents, but honey, don't put your gifts, talent, and smarts in the ground. Don't do anything. I am telling you, you know, it's just like this movie, and then I got to get up out of here because I am pretty much out of time. I love this movie, A Bronx Tale, Wasted Talent. Don't ever waste your talent. You know, he always said throughout the movie, don't waste your talent. Wasted talent is the worst thing. It is. And wasted talent, because you could be the best artist. You could be the best artist and then never even get discovered because you won't use your talent. I think about this guy, and it's funny I said that artist. I think about this one person. I'm not going to say his name. I worked with him a long time ago, and I'm telling you, this guy was a bad artist. I mean, he is super cool guy. You are really, really talented. You are so talented. You know what I did for this guy? I put together a art review for him. I said, listen, I'm going to do this for you. And the guy lived in Denver, Colorado, and I put a showing for him. I said, listen, all you got to do, You take all your work. You show up. I booked the room. I did all this stuff. I said, listen, you're on. You're on. All you got to do is show up. You know, the guy didn't even show up. He only had to do was take all of his artwork to the place, and he was going to have his review. He was going to have a show. I'm like, yeah, he didn't even show up. So I'm like, why do you have all this talent? And, I mean, his talent is amazing, amazing. I booked the room. I'm in Chicago. He's in Denver. Booked the room, did everything. I said, listen, all you got to do is show up, check yourself, and you're on. He didn't even show up. He didn't even try. So what I'm saying is you gotta try. Don't have a talent and don't even try. I'm telling you what the God having to say. So listen, I am out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And I get to do it all over again on tomorrow.
In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made
Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you motivate.